Eine Frau aus Afghanistan wurde nun nach einem Suizidversuch auf der Insel Lesbos aufgrund von Sachbeschädigung schuldig gesprochen. Sie litt unter massiven psychischen Problemen und fragte an mehreren Orten um Hilfe. Sie bekam sie aber nicht und versuchte dann aus Verzweiflung ihr Leben zu beenden. Noch im Krankenhaus sprach die Polizei ihr eine Anzeige aufgrund von Sachbeschädigung und Gefährdung anderer Personen aus. Damit nimmt die Kriminalisierung von geflüchteten Menschen auf Lesbos ein neues und extrem grausames Ausmaß an, denn sie wurde nun am 8. Februar tatsächlich aufgrund von Sachbeschädigung schuldig gesprochen. Ihr hört einen Beitrag von unserem Kooperationsradio Voices of Mytilini im Gespräch mit einer der Koordinatorinnen von Borderless Lesbos. Der Beitrag ist auf Englisch.
Last week on the 8th of February, a court case took place on the island of Lesbos. The Greek state charged a woman with, among other things, arson with intent and destruction of public property. Here to explain us more about the case is Alice Kleinschmidt, coordinator of Borderline Lesbos.
So, last Wednesday, the 8th of February, we have assisted a court case where an Afghan woman, mother of four, but back then mother of three and pregnant with her fourth child, was tried to commit suicide in February 2021 by putting herself on fire. And she was, even while she was in the hospital, she survived her suicide attempt. Police came to the hospital and charged her with arson and endangering human life and destruction of property. And it was a very shocking moment that this cry for help was so criminalized. So finally, the trial, which was postponed, set up already for June last year and then was postponed, happened last Wednesday. The husband of this woman came to testify as main testimony. And the main argument of the lawyers was, well, of course, it was a cry for help and the circumstances she was living in were unbearable. And for a month, she was waiting for a transfer to Germany. She had already been living here almost a year and had seen the Moria camp burning down, and it was really very hard with her small children here and then being pregnant again. And well, we all know, and I know the family as well, that this was a cry for help. Even before she tried to commit suicide, she was asking for help everywhere and no one helped her. And then well, we were sitting at the trial, there was a jury and also three judges, and the prosecutor were asking more about how the property and the tent got destructed, and asking, well, why wouldn't she have known that then the tent would burn and it's not her property? And it was all very weird because apparently they didn't really understand that, well, the woman didn't think about destroying anyone's property but to end her life. So it was a bit kind of frustrating to see at the end that she was not found innocent but guilty, and she was sentenced with a 15 months suspended sentence, so she at least doesn't have to go to prison. And also the charges were dropped about endangering another human life, but we are still shocked that this argument was not accepted, that she tried to commit suicide somehow. They didn't care, they just thought, okay, the tent was damaged and she's still charged. So it's a small win, but definitely no justice and a big example for the criminalization of migrants on this island.
Das war ein Beitrag von Voices of Mytilini über die Kriminalisierung einer geflüchteten Frau aus Afghanistan. Nach einem fehlgeschlagenen Suizidversuch wurde sie aufgrund von Sachbeschädigung verurteilt.